This week in New York City, potential Democratic candidates for president in 2004 lined up to audition their attacks on President Bush and his handling of the economy. The occasion was a meeting of the Democratic Leadership Council, a centrist group whose champions have included Bill Clinton and Al Gore. The would-be future nominees took aim at what they believe will be the Republicans' biggest vulnerability this fall and in the future, close ties to corporate America at a time when boardroom scandals are big news. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports from New York.
Democrats are no longer shy about criticizing this president. With George W. Bush's approval ratings drifting slowly back to earth and voters citing domestic issues as more important than terrorism, Democrats are feeling bolder to attack the president for his economic stewardship. On a day when the president was signing a bill to crack down on corporate fraud, Senator Joseph Lieberman, who is considering a run for president in 2004, said Mr. Bush's support for the legislation was too little, too late.
The president had to be dragged kicking and screaming to support the real reforms in corporate accountability that Tom Daschle and a bipartisan majority in the U.S. Senate favored. And while this president fiddled over the last half year, the savings and security of tens of millions of American families burned.
Democrats are hoping to repeat the history of 1992, when another Bush in the White House, fresh from a foreign policy triumph, got tripped up by the economy. House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt is also eyeing a run for president, but first he must pick up the 6 seats his party needs to regain control of the House of Representatives. Gephardt says Mr. Bush is trying to avoid his father's fate.
George W. seems to know that things aren't right with the economy, and so he talks about it, and he talks about it. And he talks about it. And he talks about it. We can read this president's lips, but we don't hear any new ideas and we don't see any real action.
The Democrats are trying to draw a direct line between the corporate scandals and the president's overall management of the economy. They point to the return of large budget deficits, which they believe were caused in large part by the president's big tax cut. Tom Daschle, the majority leader of the Senate and another possible presidential candidate, described Mr. Bush as out of touch with the anxieties of middle-class Americans who wonder if they're going to be able to put their kids through college or pay for their own retirement.
The administration seems to be saying, don't worry about the stock market. Don't worry about your retirement. Don't worry about the deficit. We've got it all under control. Well, clearly everything is not under control. The economy is in trouble. And there is no economic leadership coming from the White House today.
One potential Democratic presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, challenged the widely held view in his party that Democrats should focus on domestic policy. Kerry criticized the president on foreign policy, including his handling of the Middle East, the hunt for al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and for not explaining to the American people why military action may be used to remove Saddam Hussein.
What this administration has failed to do is to advance on the international stage the rationale for doing so and the evidence for that rationale. What they have done is failed to build the means for the American people to understand and to support it when it gets tough.
In response to Democratic attacks tying Republicans to big business, some in the GOP are blaming today's economic problems on the Clinton administration. Democrats here ridiculed that view, describing the Clinton years as a time of economic prosperity, balanced budgets, and rising living standards. Here's North Carolina Senator and another Democratic presidential hopeful, John Edwards.
You know, after a decade of fiscal discipline in Washington, led by Bill Clinton and Al Gore, we've gotten away from it. We've lost it. We all know it. And it's the responsibility of a leader to do something about that. Unfortunately, this administration is taking us in exactly the wrong direction.
New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton also defended her husband's record, telling the DLC crowd that it was wrong to refer to the 1990s as an economic binge. Instead, she said it was a time when young people could afford to go to college and millions of women climbed out of welfare. Mrs. Clinton is not considered a candidate for the nomination in 2004, but she is talked about as a Democratic prospect for 2008, assuming, of course, there's no Democratic incumbent in the White House. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.